Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk with Noed show. I am your host, Noed. Yeah, that's me. And thank you so much for tuning in. Now, given that this is the very first episode of the show, I want to make sure that I keep it all about the introduction. I want to give you guys context for who I am, how did this particular show come about, and what are we hoping to accomplish here? What is the point of this particular show? So without further ado, let's dive deep. Well, I am a mom of two teenagers. They are, as of the time of this recording, they are 15 and 16 years of age. And I know, very, very close. They are the same age for 2 weeks out of every year. I always say it is an interesting time in our household because it's a time where there are no hierarchies. It's, y'all are the same age, my little twins. So that's called, they're called Irish twins. But although it was really scary when I found out I was pregnant with my second child so soon after having the first one, I wouldn't have had it any other way. It just worked out. It makes sense. But yeah, other than that, I am a single parent without a co-parent. And that is just what it is. I did have them within a marriage. I was married for almost 15 years. And that's some of the context and content that we can discuss in further episodes. But I also grew up as a pastor's kid. I grew up in a Christian household. And so if you hear me use the term PK, I'm referring to pastor's kid. And I know that all the PKs listening and watching are like, yup, you know, growing up in church is one thing, but being a pastor's kid is a whole other thing that I'm sure we could probably use our own anonymous group. It's a lot of pressure. Again, I wouldn't have it any other way because it made me who I am. But I think there's something so unique and so particular about when a child is growing up with their respective parents being a pastor, whether they are good pastors, bad pastors, it doesn't matter. It's something that uniquely shapes you. And I know that PKs are notoriously known for, hey, after becoming an adult, you know, we tend to either follow the steps of our parents or we tend to rebel and have our rebellious season. It doesn't matter how far into adulthood. I think there's a part of us that always wants to like rebel. And again, maybe that's a topic for another episode, but in my case, it has uniquely shaped me. Irregardless of my parents' calling, I've always felt the calling of God over my life. Since age 10, I knew that I was meant to speak for God. God has given me the privilege of having dreams about it, of having, I guess we can call them visions. I think they're just dreams, but just very vivid dreams. And for a girl who doesn't really dream when she goes to sleep, when I dream, it typically means something. But I've known since then that the hand of the Lord has been over my life. I've always known that I was meant to speak for Him. Now, what does that look like? I don't ever want to put me in a box and say it's going to be pulpit only. But very early on, I knew. I remember preaching my first sermon at age 10. Now, it was a children's service. And for this particular church service, the people leading the group, they had this idea of, yeah, it's a kid's service, but let the kids be the ones running the service. So running the worship set, doing the announcements, you know, doing all of the things that we see in church, let's have the kids do it, including the sermon. And I remember the type of prep work that went into it. And I remember what I preached on, the blind man, Bartimaeus. And that has always stood with me. I remember being in Bible competition since I was 8 years old and being able to remember big chunks of scriptures and mainly the stories. I love the art of storytelling. I love, and we'll get more into this, because this is what this show is about, is being able to give voice to stories, because we all have a story. And those stories do matter. But with that being said, throughout my life, there has been pockets of moments where I have seen the hand of the Lord over my life and being able to see how he uses me in the area of speaking and being a mouthpiece for him. And I have had moments where I have preached sermons. I've done other podcasts. This is not my first podcast. This would be my third audio only, or my third podcast where it's via audio, and second one where it has that visual component. And I have done Christian radio before, twice in my life. So as I continue to move forward with these opportunities and the stirring of the heart that God is doing in me, I'm like, okay, Lord, I've accepted it. I am a mouthpiece for you. And so here I am in obedience to the inkling of the Holy Spirit, just moving in a new direction. So my hope for this podcast, or this particular show, because I don't know if I want to call it a podcast. I mean, it is what it is. But my hope for this particular space is to be able to talk about different things, not just the word. I think a lot of the times we Christians only want to fall into the "we got to teach the word" content. And sometimes we got to talk about other things too. Life matters, life choices. We got to talk about other people's stories. Like, I'm a very curious person. I'd love to sit down and to listen to somebody else's story, to see what's in their heart, to see what is making them passionate about the things that they are passionate about. And I want to highlight that in this particular show. So I may start off with my friends. They don't know it yet, but I may invite them, whether it's at their house, my house, at a coffee shop, at a library for all we care, just being able to sit down, maybe 10, 15 minutes, maybe more, I don't know, and being able to talk about what's in their heart and being able to share their story with you listeners and viewers. Because there is this quote, and I could be misquoting it. There's this quote that says, if you read 1,000 biographies, you will learn of 1,000 ways on how to overcome obstacles. So regardless of, you know, the stories that my guests will bring to the table, I'm sure it will resonate with somebody. I am sure that it will ignite a fire in them. And I'm sure that it will ignite a fire in you as well. I am naturally an encourager. It comes naturally to me. One of the gifts that I do have is the gift of faith, in that I believe God for anything. And the way I say it is this: if I believe that God created the heavens and the earth, why can I believe him for the rest? So to me, there's nothing impossible for God. So when I see my friends and people close in my life, or just people in general, and I can see that potential, I can see that thing that God has poured into their hearts, into their lives, and they don't even need to be uber spiritual things. Like, I have a friend who is very, very, very good at things creatively, such as fashion. It just comes naturally to her. She's just naturally very, like, elegant. And God uses that in her life to pour into other women, to where now their self-esteem, if it's low, now it's higher, because she's just like, nah, girl, you have to put on this outfit. Or, you know, it's just even being around her, you just feel more put together. That is not a ministry in and of itself, when it could be, but God uses her in that. So thereby, when I see things like that, I'm going to speak life into you. I'm going to believe right alongside with you. And I'm going to encourage you along the way. And a lot of the times I may be holding you accountable without you realizing that, oh, snap, Noette is holding me accountable in that. Okay, so how's that website coming along that you said you were going to build? that phone call that you said you were going to make, that networking event that you said you were going to go to, how's that going? Because we need those kind of people that to come alongside us, beside of us, to push us. Because the first thing the enemy's going to do is going to try to distract us and discourage us. And I hope it's the same thing with you, with y'all, the audience, that may you be encouraged to live out to your God-given potential. And that is the tagline of my life. I am an encourager that is here to motivate people to walk in their God-given purpose. Again, I am an encourager that is here to motivate people to walk in their God-given purpose. So with the show, and I'm hoping to, yes, at times I may share a word or may, you know, provide an exhortation, but I think a lot of it will be, let me share some stories that of my friends or maybe people that I meet along the way. I will be sharing some of my story as well, because let me tell you, if there's one thing about me is that I want to make sure that God gets the glory and everything that I have lived through and survived and he's been there for. And I want my story to be of encouragement, to be a comfort to people. Maybe it can spark something in you. And I also sometimes want to talk about topics that we don't dare talk about. So hopefully this will be a space where we can do just that. And that's why I have titled this show, Let's Talk. There's no particular topic or subject matter that I have in mind for it. I just know it's, hey, whatever it is, let's talk. So yeah, I look forward to further connecting with all of you. I encourage you to reach out. There's a particular subject that it's in your heart, that it's bothering you, a particular subject matter that you'd like to know more about, by all means, feel free to share. I'm here to listen, and I'm here to provide some insight as well, however I can be here for you. But I appreciate your support, and I look forward to further sharing this safe space, because it is a safe space. I look forward to further sharing this safe space with every single one of you. All right. Be blessed.